listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta...
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace conference, and that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, or the top of the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. Their goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, to restrain from going to certain businesses that are pushing these worldly, ungodly agendas. These corporations are using their platforms to launch and relaunch wickedness and ungodly agendas. Fighting, a mountain is an elevated place. And fighting from an elevated position, holding the high ground, offers advantages. And so I want to invite you to come out. You know, we just can't sit back and say that ministries should not talk about money, especially when the Canadian government confiscated the people money to end the protests against the government. You know, when the government can do the wrong thing and then, forbid us to protest, this should be a wake-up call. And so I want to invite you to Christ in the Marketplace Conference, 250 North Babcock, 250 North Babcock, that's Florida, and that's October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Going to be starting at 7:30, but we're going to fight our way up to the top of the mountain of business, the mountain of economics. And so I want to see you there. God bless.
Listening to our radio broadcast. I really enjoyed yesterday's radio broadcast. I know that I really did. I enjoyed Dr. Oyt. As a matter of fact, if you ever heard about this restaurant, it's located in Titusville, and it's opening up one also in the city of Orlando. So I want you to make a reservation and jot that down. Praise God. When is that grand opening, man of God?
Well, we're still working on it. Hopefully, we'll have our doors open. Preferably in October. I mean November. To finish up, we got a couple of things we're finishing up.
Amen.
And we're also looking for an investor. Thinking about investing or you want to invest, you can call me at 321-0349-49, and I will put you in touch with the guy that does the investing. God told me, see, this is why, again, business mind, that why pay money to Babylon when I can pay money to the kingdom? and you're a part of the kingdom. If you're born again, you know, you understand the business process. When I say Babylon, I'm saying the banks, you know, because they're not going to pay you nothing. They're gonna make more money than you.
A lot more.
And so he said, I don't want you to do that. I started out, he said, I want you to stop. He said, I want you to stop looking for investors. And it's amazing how God does stuff when he turn you on to it. So if you're interested, just, you know, you can send me a text, 321-303-4949. We'll give you more details if you're interested. I tell you, it's going to be a major blessing for whoever does. God gave me a powerful way to do it, to where the person will be blessed and you get your investment back.
Amen.
So it's not money that's lost, it's money that's gained plus interest. But anyway, I just want to throw that out there. But we're going to be on International Drive, the one we will be sitting 128 people. We also have a banquet room that we'll be able to do banquets and things of that sort, receptions for weddings. And matter of fact, we already got things already booked and we haven't even opened yet for next year. And so it's amazing. But just put it out there if that's, you're interested or, you know, those kind of things. Just want to drop it.
Oh, that was good. That was good. And when we drop it, I want you to say a little bit something about that at the end of the broadcast also. Let me just quickly say something. I was just sharing with the man of God that something that I heard this morning when I got up. And one of the words that I heard the word lack. And well, first off, I was when I discerned the squeeze, I know that it's a snake spirit, you know, and some of you all, you know, don't freak out, praise God, but it's discernment. And so I started praying down that line, and but one of the things that I heard this morning, I heard lack, and so and all of a sudden I began to put this thing together. The Lord began to just put this thing together because. Man of God, one of the things that a snake does is when he bites and he latches onto his prey, he don't chop you up. Come on, he's not going to rip you apart like a lion, but he'll coil himself around you and begin to suppress and continue to suppress and squeeze you to the point that there is a lack or insufficiency of air. Come on, you don't die from being torn apart. You die from having not having the ability to breathe. And so because the problem that we have in the body of Christ is that the Bible says that Jesus, when he looked at the rich young ruler, he said, there's one thing that you lack. In the body of Christ, man of God, the problem that we're having is that, guess what, we as leaders are not able to look out into the audience and see the lack that's among the people. And they're lacking or in that, you know, so we got to have some discernment in the body of Christ. But the Bible says that I think it's common in the body of Christ. This word lack, it means to want, to need, or deficiency. To want, to need, or deficiency. Let me say this here. What it means, a lack of spirit, because I'm looking up a few things. Without vigor, or zest, or energy, dispirited, listless, marked by low spirits, showing no enthusiasm, or heartless. Showing no enthusiasm, or heartless. So when it comes down to generating wealth, when it comes down to being business-minded, I believe because we haven't taught on it, haven't taught on generational wealth, haven't taught on having money to finance the kingdom, there's no enthusiasm to do it, there's heartlessness when it comes down to that. And so the Bible says, we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. So I got to check in my spirit. I'm saying this, a lot of y'all are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you have not seen the business side the Bible. Okay, and so why? Because guess what? There's lack in God's house. Okay, all right. There's lack in our homes. Oh, glory to God. There's lack in our lives. There's lack because people are not enabled or empowered because they have not heard this type of teaching, a whole lot of this type of teaching about the marketplace and how God wants us to impact the marketplace, and God wants us to have that business mentality. Amen. Like the man of God was talking about on yesterday. Apparently, let me say this, apparently when Jesus saw lack in that young ruler's life, apparently he did not want lack to be in his life. Okay, I just said something that might have been said. I might have been better. But guess what? Apparently, when he saw the lack, he did not want the lack to remain in his life. He did not want what was missing or what was lacking to remain. And so guess what? He gave him some instructions. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so what we're doing here today is that we're trying to give you some instructions and some information so that lack does not remain in your life. I thank God, amen, for sharing that with me this morning. Go ahead, man of God.
No, you're doing good. I mean, you're doing absolutely, positively.
No more lack. That's not like I got 10 people to say no more lack in Jesus' name.
You know, God despised lack.
Yeah.
And if you go back in the Word of God, he say, I think it's over in Psalms 84, that let me go there. I think it's Psalms 84. He's talking about that. And while you were saying here's what I was hearing while you were sharing. The lack, it's a lack of businessmen and women in the kingdom of God.
My God.
We need a sufficient supply.
My God.
Of business men and women in the kingdom of God.
I got a witness. Go ahead, man.
So when you heard that, the Lord said the lack is the lack of businessmen and women in the kingdom of God to fund his kingdom.
My God.
And our lack come from a lack of knowledge.
My God.
So if you don't want to lack knowledge, we need to see you this week.
Yeah.
We need to see you. We want to raise your mind.
And leaders.
And so that you can take your people to the next level. And some years ago, the Lord told me something. And I used to talk about, you know, having a money problem. And the Holy Spirit said, there's no such thing as a money problem. I said, what you mean? He said, there's no such thing as a money problem. I said, but Lord, yeah, he said, money has never given you a problem.
What the what? Wow, that's powerful.
He said, no. He said, no, what you have done is give money a problem. So money is designed to answer things, but because you don't know how, you're giving your money a problem to answer things, and so you lock it up in debt.
That's good preaching.
So our job is to lock you so your money can flow in the right direction. I mean, when you look at the things of God, man, God is, I mean, listen to me. God's not a God of lack. He's a God of sufficiency. God does not lack. He's a God of more than enough. He's a God of over and above. He's a God of abundance. I mean, he doesn't like lack. And so what's going on right now, the reason why he's raising people to talk in the marketplace, you have a lot of people, because there's a lack of men and women in the body of Christ, a lack of men and women in the churches, building the church of Jesus Christ. So therefore, the church suffer, and the pastor can't do what he needs to do because there's a lack of sufficient business men and women in the church.
My God, you know, man, God, you're sitting and you're talking, and Lord just kind of quickened me about the knowledge of Canaan, where there was an insufficiency, where there was a lack. The Bible says that Jesus was invited there. Come on, he's the greatest businessman that ever walked the face of the planet. He's the only one that could build a oxen yoke, and the animal not be worn out. That's why he was advertising. You can look at it from a spiritual perspective, but you can look at it also from an advertisement perspective also, where, you know, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. In other words, I won't go out anyway. But let me say this, there was a lack. There was a lack. And can I tell you something? Mary's mother was invited there. When you look in the Bible, every woman, catch what I'm saying now, catch it by revelation, catch it by the Spirit. Every woman in the Bible can be symbolic or figurative of the church. And so not only was Christ invited to this wedding, but the mother of Christ was invited. She was there. And she designed the lack. Thank you for revelation, Holy Ghost. She designed the lack. Hallelujah. And then she took it, and now she's the picture of intercession. Come on, because sometimes we as leaders, we have not been standing in the gap. Come on, we haven't observed the lack. You know, Jesus observed the lack in the rich ruler's life. Here she is, she's observing the lack, and then she goes to Christ. Come on, what do we do? Come on, because guess what? I believe that leaders, and I believe that God is even speaking now, and I got to check in my spirit. Leaders, come on, you need to be there. My God, there's lack in your house. There's is lacking your ministry, lacking your church. You need things that need to get done. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And your people need revelation about this business, this marketplace, this end time marketplace strategies. Why? Because when there's revelation, there's manifestation. God's speaking to leaders right now. And you need to be there. 250 North Babcock on the 11th, 12th, and 13th Victory International Prayer. But I want your people. Oh, glory to God. We want to inform your people. We want to inform you. Come on. We want to give you some information because the Bible says if a man lack wisdom, let them ask. Come on. The Bible says that we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. We're lacking knowledge. Come on. And we have to, just like Christ discerned it, just like Mary, who's a picture of the church, discerned it, noticed that there was a lack at the wedding. When Christ got involved, the lack went. Come on, the lack disappeared. Go ahead, man.
No, you good, man. You keep running. I'm enjoying what you're saying. because lack is just as dangerous as sin.
My God. My God.
Like locks you up. Sin locks you up. I mean, it causes you not to fall. Sin is a blocker. Like it's a blocker. And so God don't want you blocked in any areas of your life. That's why Jesus said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, we read the scriptures, but we don't apply them. We don't go after them. We don't hunger after them. And so our job is to create hunger so that there will be participation and acceleration and expansion in the kingdom of God. Men and women of God, let us help you as an apostles of Jesus Christ. We're called to be a blessing and establishers of the kingdom of God. That's one of the things we do. We build. We help build.
Yeah.
Help us build your people so you can advance your vision and you can do things that you want. Some of you, can't even function properly because there is lack. Mm-hmm. Well, God's creating a avenue to bring your people in to help take that lack away.
Yeah.
So allow us to be a blessing to the body of Christ. You know, you read the Bible. And one of the things I want to say, I was reading in Deuteronomy. Everybody know about Deuteronomy 28 chapter.
Uh-huh.
But it says this, and just two scriptures I want to really get into today on the aspect of business, because we want you to know that you can do this. Say it again. You can do this with the help of God. Now, and I'm reading that the CEV. It says, today I'm giving you the laws and teachings of the Lord Jesus Christ, or the Lord God. Always obey them, and the Lord will make Israel the most famous and important nation on the earth. He will bless you in many ways. And if God is blessing us in many ways, I don't think there's no lack around. Now, he said, many ways, that means multiple streams of income.
Yeah.
Many ways. So on the church, we only looked at two ways.
Yeah.
Tithes, offerings.
That's right.
It's a many ways.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And then verse 3 is what really blessed me. The Lord will make your business, your businesses.
Hmm.
Not business, businesses. The Lord will make your businesses and your farms successful.
That's good.
So God is all about making your business successful.
That's good.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if he was against business people, why would he put this in the scripture? Come on, ladies and gentlemen, a little bit of Christ. God is after business people. It's right in the Bible.
Yeah.
He said, then it says, you will have, of course, he's just talking about blessing. You will have many children. You will harvest large crops. Your herds of cattle and flocks of sheep and goats will produce many young.
Business.
You will have plenty of bread to eat. The Lord will make you successful in your daily work. And the Lord will help you to defeat all your enemies and scatter them. They say the Lord will make, and the Lord your God is giving you the land. He will make sure you are successful in everything you do.
You know, I think we just looked at that as just being cattle and sheep. I'm understanding that these are business people. You just keep a whole yard full of cattle. Because I believe this dispensation has messed us up because we don't think like what was really going on
right
in that dispensation, you know. And so, anyways, go ahead. I just want to throw that in there.
No, you're good.
Because you know, it's something you said earlier, man, because you're just dropping bombs, and I'm catching this thing, because you were talking about, you said, youth can do this. And, you know, it took me back to the woman that had the pot of oil, the Bible says, in her house, when the prophet said, well, what do you have in your house? And a lot of times, we have to recognize, yes, you can do this, because you have a pot of oil, you have an anointing, you have an empowerment. Come on, because that's what oil represents. You have something in you, come on, that can bring you increase. And so we're just not aware of it. And so sometimes we have to come to you and make you aware of what's in you and what's operating in you, and get you to stop looking at it as being insufficient. The way she spoke it out of her mouth, she says, I have nothing but a little pot of oil. There's just a little oil in the house and a pot. She spoke of it as being insufficient, deficient, lacking. So you even use it in the terms of lacking, or something like lack, you know. And so here the man of God says, hey, you take that that's in your house, come on, and begin to pour, begin to release it. As a matter of fact, go and borrow. You're used to borrowing, you're borrowing all the time. Come on, you run into the store with those credit cards, you're buying everything you see with those credit cards, getting further and further in debt, because that was the problem. She was in debt. But it's amazing that God will take what you've been doing, come on, take your indebtedness and tell you to go borrow some more. Come on, you know, as he tells her to go borrow some more, that's the last thing that she needed to do. You know, one thing, man of God, I understand that sometimes God gives you instructions and it sounds crazy. Come on, I'm already in debt, I'm already buried in debt, and then you tell me to go and borrow more, or go to God. But see, God gives instructions, and a lot of times we miss out on the simplicity of the instructions that God gives us. Go ahead, man of God. I just want to throw that in there.
Well, I mean, it's good, because they need to really understand the mind of God behind this. And further reading this, it says this. Again, when I saw this, I said, thank you, Lord. The Lord would make you successful in your daily work. The Lord would help you to defeat your enemies and make them scatter. So I don't worry about my enemies anymore. The Lord is giving you the land, and he will make sure. And I notice he will make sure. He's going to make sure you are successful in everything you do. But watch this, ladies and gentlemen. Your harvest will be so large that your storehouses will be full. There is no lack in that.
Ooh-wee.
This is the mind of God. Ooh-wee. Towards us.
Ooh-wee.
Are you hearing this? This is just marvelous. Hallelujah.
My God.
He said, and your harvest, your sales, your productivity, whatever you're doing, will be so large, your storehouses will be full. So that tells me God is against lack. He wants everything full. You know, you said something about the oil, but also over in Psalm 23, we read it all the time. But he says, he anointed my head with oil. But watch this. The next thing he said, and my cup ran over. There's anointing. The oil represents the anointing of increase, which he used to give increase to her. And so all we're going to do in these 3 days is we're going to put the anointing of oil of increase on you, so that your cup will overflow, and there will be no lack.
My God, that brings out. My God, you said something powerful, man of God. As a matter of fact, you know, going back to Psalm 23, he starts off by saying, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. Oh, but I was sitting and I was listening to you, and you said something. You said, you don't worry about your enemies anymore. Because when you know, this is why I look at some of the, great leaders in the body of Christ. They don't respond to the pettiness. And here we look at Isaac, and Isaac, man, Isaac, what the Bible says, he would go and dig a well, and the enemy would come and try to possess that well. He didn't make, hey, guess what? I'll go dig some places, because guess what? He wasn't, But I'm saying some of that, you know, it's really the video of man of God. I'm saying some of that. But I'm telling you, he did not, when you said, I don't worry about my enemy, sometimes we're too busy worrying about the enemy. What can you do? Come on. What do you do? Hey, you have the ability to keep it going, no matter what nobody else is doing. But I'll talk about that some other time.
Well, one thing about it, you can't build a dream worried about drama.
That's right.
The last portion I wanted to read here today is when Jesus met Peter and he helped him with his business.
Oh, yeah.
So you're never going to be in business by yourself. You have a partner called the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
And then it says, Jesus climbed into the boat belonging to Simon Peter.
You know what, man of God? We're going to say that to Wednesday. Okay. Because we got 2 minutes.
Okay.
I praise the Lord. And so, 2 minutes. Share with the people, that might want to partner with you in business. Praise God.
Again, you can just contact me at 321-303-4949. Just shoot me a text. I'm interested in what I heard you say on the, and we'll give you more details. I tell you, it's a blessing if you're looking to be blessed. We're going to be on International Drive. And I tell you, if the Lord's tugging at your heart, you want to be sure and give me a call.
I praise the Lord. All right. This conference is going to be at Victory International Praise, 250 North Babcock, Victory International Praise. And we apply the blood of Jesus over this here conference. So glory to God. And we declare that the Lord's will be done. Now, if anyone of you all would like to sow into this Praise God, this business conference, if you'd like to sow into the anointing, Praise God, that's $. I'm just giving you an opportunity. You don't have to, but some of you all, you get checks in your spirit. Oh, glory to God. The reason why I'm bringing it up, because I got a check in my spirit. Woman Unstoppable. Amen. That's $, WOMAN, Woman Unstoppable, UNSTOPPABLE. And you'll see the name Teresa Robinson up underneath that Woman Unstoppable Cash App. For those that have Cash App, I'll give you our email address. You can email me if you would like to sell. And it's Tom Robb, TOM ROB 7662@gmail.com. Those are the way to be a blessing and help finance this. Conference that we got coming up. I thought I'd put that out there. Amen. All right, Mother God, how you doing?
Good.
Amen. All right, we're turning it back over to Brother Danny.
Well, good evening. We thank you for listening to our broadcast. I would like to take a moment and invite you to our Christ in the Marketplace Conference. And that's going to be this October, the month of October, on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Our theme for this year is God's end time plan for the marketplace. I really believe that God wants us to possess the top of the mountains, the mountain of business, so we can influence society, culture through the marketplace. You know, a mountain is an elevated place, and you can look at it as a platform, and a lot of ungodly businesses and corporations at the top of this mountain are using this platform to push ungodly wickedness upon our society, and they're going after our children. The goal is to change the culture of this society from godliness to ungodliness. We might not have the platforms yet to compete with a lot of these ungodly corporations, but we do have the money that feed these ungodly corporations. You know, I did about 4 years in the military, and they had this old saying that if you hit them in the pocket where it hurts. And so we see now that conservatives and Christian people are starting to take their money and to take it elsewhere, you know, to...